I was very happy that the commission voted positively for education. I am really gratified that we are going to have a chance to stay in the game, continue serving our audiences, continue Math Homework Hotline, continue the Independent Film Festival. I think they made a great choice to help us, and I was just very, very proud that they said yes to education.
Obviously, you make do with what you have here. You would have liked, of course, the entire 519,000. There was discussions, I think, where some of the programming perhaps could have gone on the government channel, H22. Is that out the window now? You'll just continue to do what you've been doing with just a little bit less money?
Absolutely. The idea that the education programming should run on the government's channel is totally a dead idea. It's not a good idea in the first place because that's not their core competencies. You know, we've spent 20 years really refining how to deliver quality education material, and we're going to continue to do so. We're going to make every sacrifice we can. Staff are taking pay cuts. We've reduced staff by 2. We are doing everything we can do to thin down, to thread the needle so we can continue to provide these services to our constituents and our community. And meanwhile, we are going to really ramp up our fundraising, and hopefully we have a long-term goal of raising a $10 million endowment, and we'll just continue to work towards that. So ultimately, one day, we will be, you know, completely community-funded, and all those kinds of programs like Math Homework Hotline will remain. But new programs like a Science Homework Hotline or what's going on in biotech, you know, new things can be generated. That would not happen if the programming just kind of was picked up and carried over to another service. It's not what they do. So we're really happy that we are going to continue to, you know, be able to keep the original programming that we have, but also to add to it.
Now, right, you just said you're prepared to continue to fundraise on your own to get more private funding. Commissioner Sharp did mention that last night, that because who knows, especially if this amendment passes in January, there could be stronger budget cuts next year. So are you prepared? Maybe next year there might not be any money.
That's a reality we're going to have to face, and I think that we're going to have to work really hard to educate the community about what it is that we're doing and to find value in it and support in a broader and deeper manner. And I think there is broad and deep support. How soon we can generate it to the level that we need to do, that's going to be the race that we'll be in now. So we're going to give it our best shot, and hopefully by the end of next year we'll be in a better position to deal with whatever is going to be happening.